Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome to Daily Blah. Sean here. 欢迎来到 Daily Blah. 我是 Sean. 咱们这一期黑镜啊，要讲的是一对拉拉穿越时空、惊天地、泣鬼神、超越生命的爱情故事。
Long, long ago. 故事发生在1987年，一个叫 Yorkie 的白人女孩只身来到了一座小城，遇到了另外一个叫 Kelly 的黑人女孩。这个黑人女孩立马就邀请她回家啪啪啪。不知道啪啪啪这个词用在拉拉身上是不是准确。Kelly 呢在这里打了一个响指，那个意思是说超快，但是呢其实 Yorkie 并不是不想，而是
No, I'm engaged. I have a fiance.
注意他未婚夫的名字叫
He's called Greg.
That is interesting. Yorkie 说 He's called Greg, 而并没有说 His name is Greg. 难道你不知道他真名叫什么吗？ Yorkie 并没有接受 Kelly 的邀请。一周之后俩人又见面了， Kelly 还是很有说服力的。 Yorkie 呢就顺水推舟了。 Yorkie 拿起了桌上的相框，上面写着 Happy Birthday Allison. 然后 Yorkie 问
With your mom?
口试Kelly 并没有回答，而是眼神直勾勾地盯着 Yorkie, 然后两个人就用嘴唇去感受对方的体温。Oh my god, that is so hot. 两个人云雨一番之后，时间来到午夜12点，灰姑娘必须得回家了。一周之后 ,Yorkie 找呀找呀找朋友，就是找不到 Kelly, 就是找不到 Kelly, 跟他朋友打听，但他朋友这句话简直就是一部穿越剧，有80年代、90年代一直到2002年， What the hell? 一周之后 Yorkie 咻的一下穿越到1980年，看这个时候电视长得是这样的。一周之后咻的一下 Yorkie 穿越到1996年，这个时候电视长得是这样的。一周之后 Yorkie 啪啪的又穿越了，上面那个海报就是谍影重重的第一部，2002年上映了，电视也变成了液晶的。爱情的力量让 Yorkie 最终还是找到了 Kelly, 然后两个人互诉衷肠。
Jesus, without this place I never would have met someone like you.
这到底啥地方啊，云端仙境吗？
If we really met, you wouldn't like me.
Try me
Try me 这个词组在口语当中是经常听到的，不试试怎么知道呢？试试看呗。假如有人说你做不到什么事情或不会做什么事情，你就可以说 Try me.
What, where are you? Houston?
Houston 在美国呢就相当于中国的酒泉或西昌，哎，点火箭那个地方。阿波罗13号那部经典电影里边还有一句经典的台词跟他也有关系， Houston, we have a problem. 非常经典的老片，推荐大家有空的时候看一下。
Carson City, Nevada. Where are you?
Santa Rosa, California.
That's no distance.
这俩地方离得确实挺近，只有362公里，开车只要4小时就到了。不过这俩人的对话怎么听都像我初中的时候搞网恋跟人要地址要照片的。羞羞的。
I don't want you to see me. I mean, I'm scared that
And I'm dying. Whatever you are can't scare me.
Are you sure about that? Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you the real Yorkie.我知道你心里一定在默念，亮瞎我 24K 镀金狗眼，没错，这位就是 Yorkie, 这位就是 Kelly 的本尊。哎，注意看 Kelly 戴的婚戒哦。
It's good to see you.
我要说网友都是见光死的话，会不会被你们打死啊？喵。
Hello. Excuse me. Is it Kelly?
填坑的时候到了。
It is.
I'm Greg.
I'm engaged.
You're Greg?
I have a fiance. He's called Greg.
Holy shit.
现在你知道 Greg 是谁了吧？ Holy shit. 天哪，我勒个去。我靠。这种惊叹词在电影电视剧里边实在是听得如雷贯耳了。 Kelly 老太太在这里用只是小小的扮了一下可爱而已， Greg 也是一笑免之，但绝逼不是文雅的表达方法啊。跟你的朋友哥们儿熟人可以用，不熟的人不要用。你要想跟陌生人扮可爱，我也没意见。
You know, I think it's great that you came down here in person before she passes over. Even her folks don't come visit no more. So
in person, 亲自这个词组呢，我记得在初中的时候就学过了。Pass over 一般的意思呢是指越过过去，但这个里面的 pass over 意思稍微有点不同，稍后剧情就会解释出它的意思。Pass out, 我们知道。晕倒要跟 pass away 区分开来，千万不要说谁谁谁晕倒然后就用 pass away 这个词啊，哈哈，那就闹笑话了。 Folks 我们之前讲过，一般是用来说大家伙怎么怎么样，为了跟听众拉近关系的，但在这里面呢这个 folks 指的是家人，所以呢要根据上下文来判断它具体是什么意思。如果是谁谁谁的 folks, 那这个意思就是家人，如果直接就喊 folks, 那这个意思就是指大家伙老少爷们儿乡亲们，就是这意思。
He's passing over? When?
Let's go grab a coffee.
在美语里面呢 grab 这个词已经引申出了很多的意思，最常见的是买和拿，当然也有带的意思，比如说 let's grab something to eat， 咱们弄点吃的，或者说 let me grab my pen， 让我去拿支笔。所以不需要太纠结 grab 这个词字面上抓的那个意思，而是需要你理解这个词的用法。
So she didn't tell you?
No she did not. Said she was just visiting.
More like sampling the trial versionI mean, I've only known her the past 3 years. We talk on the comm box. She told you how she ended up quadriplegic?
End up 这个词组在口语当中出现的频率特别高，变成某种样子、结果或状态。
And how long she's been that way?
咱们接着听她填坑。
One night, she's 21.
这一期既然是讲一对拉拉的故事，那怎么可能不讲 come out of closet 这个词呢？出柜哈，我想大家都知道这个词啊，就是表明同性恋身份。 come out to somebody 就是向某人表明同性恋身份。咱们来看一段 South Park 南方公园里面关于 come out of closet 的恶搞。他恶搞的对象呢，就是大帅哥超级巨星 Tom Cruise 汤姆克鲁斯。
I'm nothing. I'm a failure in the eyes of the prophet.
Hey! Dude, I'm sorry, I didn't mean it!
Go away!
Dude, this is my room!
Go away, I said!
Dad! Tom Cruise won't come out of the closet!
What?
Tom Cruise locked himself in my closet, he won't come out!
Mr. Cruise, come out of the closet! No! Come on, Mr. Cruise, this is ridiculous! I'm never coming out!Well, we can't leave you alone because you won't come out of the closet.
哎，很多名人是不愿意出柜的。
Runs it off the road. Boom.
Boom 的一下就 Forever 21了。如果是四十多年前的话，那他现在的生理年龄，也就是说他的身体应该是六十多岁，但其实他的心理年龄还是21岁的少女。
Until she passes over, goes permanent. She's on the 5-hour weekly limit.
每周只有5个小时能进入这个虚拟世界。这就是为什么我刚才说灰姑娘该回家了。 Senior home 在中文里面都是一个意思，老人院、敬老院、养老院。
The system's there for therapeutic reasons. Immersive nostalgia therapy plunge you into a world of memories. Helps with Alzheimer's. That's what they say.
Small mercies.
Small mercy, mercy 是慈悲啊。Small mercy 其实呢可以翻译成小恩小惠，没太大帮助。
State's got a triple lockdown on euthanasia cases.
关于安乐死这个，我向大家推荐一部电影可以看一下，叫 You Don't Know Jack， 是由老牌男影星 Al Pacino 演的，关于在美国争取安乐死权利的这么一个故事。安乐死这事儿在美国弄得挺麻烦，只有6个州立法允许安乐死，其他州都不允许。在欧洲啊，荷兰、比利时、卢森堡和瑞士支持，还有呢就是澳大利亚，没想到南美的哥伦比亚也支持安乐死。你猜咱们国家允许安乐死吗？你肯定猜对了。
You gotta have a sign off from the doc, the patient, a family member. To stop folks from passing over just because they prefer San Junipero flat out. Anyhow, Yorkie's family, they're big time religious.
Big time, 如果后面接形容词的话，就是指程度、超级、特别。如果 big time 前面是动词的话，用法也是一样的。
And they will not sign.
But a spouse can override that. Hence the wedding bells.
You got it.We got a pastor coming tomorrow a.m. and then she's scheduled to pass tomorrow afternoon.
Scheduled to pass. Let's just call it dying.
If you can call it dying.
Uploaded to the cloud. Sounds like heaven.
那问题来了，如果一个人的身体停止了运转，但他的意识依旧存在，并没有消失，那这个人算真正死了吗？
My coffee break. I never married, so I just figured, you know, what's the harm?
做一些于人有利但于己也无害的事情，你就可以说 What's the harm? 有什么不行的呢？也没啥坏处，帮人一下，与人方便自己方便嘛。
You're a good man.
It's the least I could do, right?
Think you could hook us up to the system now? Just for a little while, before she passes.
这个东西就是他进入虚拟世界的一个设备，相当小巧啊！咱们啥时候玩个 VR 游戏能这么简单，直接进入虚拟世界呢？ Kelly 老奶奶这个意思呢，就是要进入虚拟世界，跟 Yorkie 做一件很有意义的事情，是什么事情呢？
Thank you.
I'm gonna say something crazy.
Okay.
Want to marry me instead? Why not someone you've connected with?
从此以后，两个人幸福的生活在一起 ，happily ever after. But that's not the case. 事实没有那么简单。对于一个植物人来说，这一段真挺讽刺的。什么健康、疾病、幸福、灾难、富有、贫穷，都没有任何意义。这俩人结婚就是为了让 Yorkie 能把管子拔了呀。看着这个液体慢慢的从管子注入身体，就感觉一个生命就这样一口气就没了。植物人也会流泪呀。接下来这一段对话非常重要，我们大家一起来看一下。
My husband's name was Richard. He died just 2 years ago. So we had the opportunity to stay in San Junipero. Pass over. Didn't take it. Didn't want to take it.
Why wouldn't anyone take it?
He had his viewpoint. There were things he believed and things he didn't believe in. And this place was one of them.
I was with him for 49 years. You can't begin.
You can't begin to imagine. 这句话可以理解成你根本无法想象。
You can't know the bond, the commitment, the boredom, the yearning, the laughter, the love of it, the fucking love. You just cannot know everything we sacrificed. The years I gave him, the years he gave me. Did you think to ask?Did it occur to you to ask? We had a daughter, Allison.
刚才看的时候，我让大家注意 Allison 这个名字了。相框里边这个人啊，并不是他妈，而是他的女儿啊，39岁的时候去世的。在虚拟世界里边，他们两个都是20岁左右的年纪。相框里边那个人39岁，自然看起来比他们要老一些，所以 Yorkie 误认为那是 Kelly 他妈，也很正常。
Heart and Richard and I, we felt that heartbreak as one. You think you're the only person ever suffered? Go fuck yourself.
Why did you know?
Didn't think to. You know, when he was dying, Rich said to me when they offered him this to pass over, pass through, spend eternity in this fucking graveyard you're so in love with, he said, How can I? When she missed out, how can I? And so we went.I wish I could believe he's with her now, that they're together, but I don't. I believe they're nowhere, just like you said, gone. No, I pitied you, and that's the truth. I pitied you. And now you give me some sales pitch about how fucking peachy forever.
Sales pitch, 推销演讲或者是推销时的讲话。Peachy forever, 永远快乐幸福，就有点像 happily ever after.这一段争吵的起因呢，就是因为 Yorkie 想让 Kelly 在死之后留在这个虚拟世界里面，但是呢 Kelly 因为女儿和老公都没有留下来，所以呢她也不想留下来。哦、oh, by the way, Kelly 是双性恋。
B, I'm sorry. You want to spend forever somewhere nothing matters? End up like Wes? All those lost fucks at the quagmire trying anything to feel something? Go ahead. But I'm out. I'm gone.
灰姑娘换交通工具了，午夜12点开车回家，然后咻的一下撞了车。放心，没事，死不了，她在虚拟世界里边。5 4 3 2 1 bling， 时间到。
I guess I'm ready。
这一段还是让我很感慨的，当你听到一个人说自己准备好去死的时候，心里那种感受。 很难讲。同样的液体通过不同的管子注入不同的身体，又一个生命。大家注意看这个墓碑啊，上面写的是 Kelly 他们家人的名字，这意思也就是说 Kelly 最后还是想通了，来到了虚拟世界，这两个人啊最终可以 happily ever after peachy forever， 也算是 happy ending 吧。这个就叫电子骨灰盒，永远的家，每一个骨灰盒就是一个人的意识，
把人的意识抽离出人的大脑，放在云端电脑甚至机器人身体里面。像这样题材的影视作品特别多，比如说黑客帝国、超验骇客、超能查派。我们可以看到在超验骇客的结尾，在云端的那个意识还是给自己造出了一副有血有肉的身躯。那问题来了，如果没有我们这一副躯壳的话，那我们还算是真正意义上的人类吗？欢迎你留言告诉我你的想法。好的，这期节目就是这样，如果你喜欢我的 Daily Blah， 帮我多多扩散或打赏一下，我非常感激的。另外你也可以关注我的微信公众号，来获得每期节目语言点的文字汇总，还有其他美剧解说、电影解说和精彩的节目等你来翻牌子。只要扫码关注或直接搜索 Daily Blah BAILYBLAH 连写没有空格就可以找到我了。 Alright, I'll see you guys next time. Bye.